Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and I want you to reflect with me on the beautiful gospel text that we have today, John chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. And I want to emphasize on verse 34 and 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. My dear friends, how do we show ourselves that we are Christians? Do you think that we show ourselves as Christians by going to church or wearing a cross or some other things that we do? These are outward symbols. But my dear friends, the basic foundation to become Christians is mentioned in these two verses, verse 34 and 35. Love one another, then the others will know that you are Jesus' disciples. Here, love is the distinguished mark of Christ's followers. There are different ways that we love others. We love our children in a different way. We love our spouse in another way. And we love our friends and neighbors in some other ways. Even though we love people in different ways, the basic is we have to love the other people as Jesus has loved us. And that is what Jesus is emphasizing here. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. As Jesus loved his disciples, Jesus wanted his disciples also to love one another. How did Jesus love his disciples? Think about Judas. Judas betrayed Jesus. But how did Jesus love him? Was there any lacking in Jesus' love towards Judas? Think about Peter. Peter denied three times that he did know Jesus. How did Jesus love Peter? Was there any lacking in Jesus' love towards Peter? And think about all the other disciples. When he was arrested and crucified, all the others ran away except John. Think about Thomas. He doubted Jesus, his resurrection. How did he love Thomas? Was there any lacking of love towards Thomas? And my dear friends, that is how the risen Lord Jesus is asking all of us, do you love me Do you love one another as I have loved you? Remember, Peter was a bit upset because Jesus asked him 3 times, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? It hurt him. It hurt Peter. And that is what Jesus does, my dear friends. Jesus asked this question, do you love me? Till we get hurt like Peter. Jesus' love is unconditional towards men, women, and children, Jews and non-Jews, people who are in good health, people who are sick, people who are good, and people who are sinners. His love was unconditional. So here we see the disciples were empowered in order to love, in order to fill with God's love, and after that love the other people. In that particular verse, we have 2 sections. A new commandment I will give. I give you, love one another. That is the first section. And the second section elaborated the first one. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. As I have loved you. And those 2 sections are elaborated by the 3rd section. By this means, by loving one another as I have loved you, people will know that you are my disciples. We don't need to do any other things in order to show ourselves as disciples. We need to love one another as Jesus has loved His disciples. How do we love people? What are the limitations that we have in loving people? There were 2 ladies in an elder's home. So one of these ladies was very sad and upset because her children did not come to see her for a long time. So she was crying, the tears was coming from the eyes. And the other lady saw this lady was crying, was very sad and upset. So this lady asked, why are you crying? Why are you upset? So that lady told, look here, I don't get my children here, coming here to see me. I'm very sad. And that is why I'm upset and I'm crying. So the other lady said, don't worry about that. Do you know what I do? I get all my children to come. They come and see me. I hope they love me. You know what I do? I send all of them a check without my signature. And they all come to see me. You get the point? Yes. So these are some of the ways, my dear friends, our love is limited towards these people. But here we are challenged, we are called to fill with Jesus' love. And when we fill with Jesus' love, our mouth will speak. Our tongue will speak. And if we are filled with Jesus' love, our hands are ready to help others. If we are filled with Jesus' love, our feet will walk to help others. And if we are filled with Jesus' love, our eyes will see the needs of the people. Therefore, my dear friends, loving one another as Jesus has loved his disciples is very challenging. But for us as Christians, There is no other option. We have the love, the same way that Jesus loved his disciples. That is his command. He says, I give you a new command. I give you a new command. What is the old command? What is your command? You love people who love you. That is the Old Testament command. But Jesus is giving a new command. Love one another as I have loved you. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples. Therefore, my dear friends, let's thank God for these words of Jesus, which always direct all our lives in the right path, in the path of God. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank and praise you because you are the source of love. Help us to draw love from the fountain of love that is you alone. Pardon for our shortcomings. And may your new command will always direct all of us to walk in the way that your Son, our Lord Jesus, walked, and to love one another in the way that your Son, our Lord Jesus, has loved his disciples. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.